C'est ça. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you, ma'am?
It's Michelle.
All right. How can I help you?
No, Kevin, it's me, Michelle.
Yeah, how can I help you, Michelle?
Oh, one second. I thought you were answering me as a customer. One second.
No.
I'm here, Michelle.
Okay,
hey, Kevin.
So Kristen is here. She'll be
Hello, Kristen.
On the call with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know I heard you had you hear the call that you took. That was from today. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you, what were your thoughts on that call?
Well, I was obviously, I kind of remember the call. It was from today, but very, very in the early in the morning, like at 1 o'clock, maybe 1:30 o'clock, something like that. I was, you know, trying to, that's what I probably got confused between the gadget store and the meal planning app. So, the customer had obviously a very, I don't know if I got him confused or if he was just not paying attention to me either at the end, because I really repeated a lot of times his cancellation number. He wasn't getting it. He didn't understand why he was getting canceled or something. And then we got disconnected. I don't know. I don't remember how that happened.
Okay. So I had listened. Me and Kristen listened to the call too.
Uh huh.
And there were some parts where you would say, "Hey, it's already canceled. Thank you for calling customer support," and basically trying to get him to go ahead and hang up. That happened about like 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Basically trying to get the customer off the phone. It might come off as rude sometimes to people.
Oh.
We try to tell uh-huh. them, you know, is there anything else I can do, instead of trying to get off the call that quickly.
I got you.
Okay, so I'm going to say something right here. So with mm-hmm. that call, Kevin, I do understand, and the thing about it is, even if we get frustrated with the customers, if they ask us to repeat a cancellation number 6 times, we have to do it. And you can't let irritation come across in your tone when you're doing so, okay? Because it does come across, like when you listen back to the call, it does come across as though you were kind of aggravated with him, but it comes across to him as being rude. We can't have that on the calls, because, you know, our number one goal is, you know, excellent customer service. So did want to make sure that you pay attention to that. And like I say, I'm one of those people, I hate having to repeat myself 6 times to somebody, but.
No, yeah,
you know,
I understand. And it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I get that. And, you know, sometimes, not being funny, but, you know, sometimes, you know, because this gentleman, he seemed like he was a little bit older. He was probably a little bit hard of hearing, you know, so that may have made it difficult for him. So you just kind of got to keep that kind of thing in mind. I mean, even some young people have, you know, hearing problems, but that would have been my guess with him is maybe he was a little hard of hearing. But you can't come across on the line, excuse me, where you're coming across as you're being kind of, you know, harsh with them. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, what Michelle was saying was about the where you started. Anytime it's apparent that the customer is, you know, still trying to have something addressed or still trying mm-hmm. to ask questions, you can't brand the call. One thing that I always got in the habit of doing is before I would brand the call, I would, you know, ask, was there anything else that I could help you with? That way it's confirming with the customer, you know, there's nothing else. And it's kind of, you know, giving me an opening to say, okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day. So you just don't want to, you know, brand the call in the middle of them, you know, still not being clear in his case what his cancellation number was and wanting to confirm that the account was indeed canceled. And you got to think about it like this. A lot of them are really concerned with being charged again, because a lot of times with elderly people, you know, they do, you know, depend on their Social Security check to live off of. That's their only means of income. And if, you know, if $100 just came up missing out of their account, you know, that could interfere with bills, medicine, you know, whatever. So that's usually why that's always a big concern, that they're wanting to just, you know, reconfirming several times that it is canceled. So just keep that in mind. And then the other thing that we did want to go over with you on the call is because at the end of the call, the customer, he was in the middle of asking a question, and it was probably, again, just to ask if the account was canceled, and the call ended. When we did pull the disconnect report, it does show on that report that that call was disconnected on your end first. The thing with that is, Kevin, even if I'm telling you, okay, thank you for your help, have a nice day, uh-huh, and if I don't disconnect, you always want to reach out and be like, caller, are you still there? Customer, are you still there? Before you just disconnect the call. You always want to let the customer hang up first, because anytime your line disconnects first, it's going to show that the call was ended on your end first, and it appears as though you've disconnected on the customer.
All right. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, of course. Also, I don't know, I think I might be feeling a little bit of pressure too, because we recently had I've never experienced something like that, like getting called after call after call after call after call for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I was feeling a little bit pressure to get as many calls as I could.
Well, you know, don't worry about getting mm-hmm. them, going through them as fast as you can. Just make sure you help the customer as well as you can and move on to the next call. I mean, the calls are still going to be there, but we don't want to rush them off the phone and say, okay, well, thanks for calling customer support. And sometimes they might have questions that they might still need answers. So, mm-hmm. you know, let's just try not to just say, is there anything else I can help you with, to make sure with the customer that, no, there's nothing. And you can go ahead and say, thanks for calling customer support. But don't worry about trying to get to the next call that quick.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all I can say is, thank you for reaching me for that, and that I hope that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. And, you know, this is just to help you out and help out, you know, just to make you a better agent. And I mean, you know, just trying to help out here. But the big thing is that whenever you do, like, maybe cut off the customer or trying to get off the phone earlier or stuff like that, it is seen as unprofessionalism. And that is a big thing with us. And another big thing that happened was that it says here that you hung up the call first, and he was still trying to answer a question. So, you know, those are big things that we worry about. So this will be a developmental coaching. So this is mm-hmm. just the first step in the disciplinary system. Does it fall?
And that's what I was to say. And just so you know, Kevin, what will happen is it will go in the system. As long as there's not any other infractions like this, in 90 days, it would fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it would, you know, it wouldn't be there no more. But just say in a couple of weeks it happens again, then it would go to next step, which is the coaching and counseling. Then it's a verbal warning. Then it's a written warning. And then it's a 2-day suspension. I don't foresee it getting that far. I don't see it, you know, foresee it going any further than this. Because I was actually shocked, because all the calls that I've heard from you, you do provide the utmost, you know, respect to the customers, and you always have a, you know, pleasant and nice tone, and, you know, are very well-mannered with all the customers. So I was kind of taken back a little bit, and I was like, wait a minute, what's going on with Kevin? But so that's what I'm saying. I don't foresee it being an issue, but just please make sure, if you have any questions, please let us know. Just make sure, you know, you take yours. It's okay to spend, you know, an extra minute on the call to address the customer's concerns, even if you've already gone over with it. That's our job. You know, we have to, you know, answer their questions and be, you know, forthcoming with them with, you know, anything about their account. So just make sure that customer is assisted before you get off the call with them. And I mean, that's all you can do. What we don't want is you getting on, you know, off topic with the customer and start talking about like maybe vacation or the weather or something, because yeah, we've had agents do that too. That's what we try to avoid. But as long as you're, you know, answering the customer's question, you know, and, you know, doing stuff with the account, that's absolutely okay.
All right. About now that you mentioned that, that some customers, I received a weird call yesterday. It wasn't yesterday. I can't remember. Well, I dispositioned it as a prank call at the end because this customer was very nice, but he was making threats in that way. And well, we handled everything that we had to handle on the call about the product, what were the charges, the cancellation of the account, everything. And after that, he was very calmly and talkative, making threats and trying to keep me on the phone, and in fact saying that I couldn't hang up if he wasn't rude, or he was, or that he didn't curse or stuff like that, you know. And he was he just said that he was gonna post on Facebook to get friends to prank call us. Basically, that's what he was threatening with. So our lines would drawn. Will be drawing, but that is what he was saying. So what should I do in those cases? Am I allowed to like disposition the call as a prank call or something like that? Because we handle everything. But well, he was really
okay. So, okay, so if just say for example, because I'm not sure what all you did on that account. So you found an account for him, so he was a customer. So the way you disposition that call is pertaining to what you did on that account. So if you processed a refund, you would want to disposition as refunded in full, partial refund, account canceled, whatever you did. But if you get a call from the beginning where somebody's goofing off on the line like kids, because sometimes and we get those. And you know, you obviously there's no account and they're just being silly. Those you disposition as prank call. But anytime you have a customer like, I'm sorry, anytime you have a customer like that and you've already assisted, what I would recommend is reach out to a lead. Just tell them, say, look, you know, I've already assisted with the account. He's, you know, going off on this tangent or whatever, going around in circles. Please help me get him off the line. And then it puts the ball in their court. So if the call does have to be disconnected to get them off the line,
it'll be on.
You can say, you know, you can say, Sarah, help me with the call, or Michelle, help me with the call, whoever's available.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because it was like a normal call, but then he turned it into what would disposition from the beginning as a prank call. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
anything prank call is just literally when they're calling in, it's maybe like a robot voice, that would be a prank call, or is nobody on the line prank call, just something. But if you pulled up an account and everything,
All right.
Do what disposition is what you did on the
account,
basically.
Okay. All right.
You got any other questions about, you know, any calls you took or about this call that we went over?
Honestly, not really. That was the only thing weird. That's what I...
Mm-hmm.
And because, yeah, I'm basically, as you're saying, not really allowed to disconnect the calls.
Yeah.
Around with the customers. Yeah, right. I just had that question with that one. But it's okay. For everything else,
okay.
I think,
well, that was a good...
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good
question. So, yeah.
Okay.
You did right by asking.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everything that we talked about today, I will be putting it in the system tomorrow. I know you're off tomorrow, so you'll see it Thursday. So, basically, I don't know if you know how to, or I can show you where you go to your disciplinaries or time exceptions. It'll be right there, and you can see what we went over on the call today, and you can sign off on it or put any comments you would like to put on there. So that'll be when you get back. Is there any questions about that, you know, how you get to it, or any questions about it?
Mm-hmm. All right, I got you.
Okay. Well, later, if you don't know how to get to it, you can ask Lee to show you, or if I'm here, I can show you. So basically,
mm-hmm.
It'll just be there for you to sign off on it. Okay.
All right. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Well, Kristen, you want to
say
anything else?
All right, Kevin. No, I was just going to let him know if anything pops up, you know, he knows he's more than welcome to message me at any time. I'm glad to help. And you have a good rest of your shift, okay, Kevin?
Thank you. And you too.
All right. Well, have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.